It's 4:05 Sunday, February 2nd, 2020, 1,109 days into the Trump administration, 275 days until the re-election of Donald Trump. The Senate votes against witnesses but extends the trial past the upcoming State of the Union address on Tuesday. And the UK is officially free of the EU. Brexit is done. All this and much more next on the best hour in radio, the Article 5 Hour. And now from the Uptown Phoenix studios of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, it's live radio without a net. Welcome to the Article 5 Hour. I'm J.D. Smalis. Thanks for joining us this afternoon for fact-based adult political commentary. Well, Thursday I was gratified while listening to the Rush Limbaugh program to hear that Rush and company had finally caught up with this show, who has been saying what we've been saying for the past 3 weeks, that there will not be any witnesses allowed in the impeachment trial of this president. The Democrats could not afford to allow witnesses. Their weak, pathetic, unconstitutional articles of impeachment against this president have not withstood any kind of scrutiny, legal, public, or otherwise. And if they would have allowed witnesses, how the entire thing came about would have been likely exposed for everyone to see, finishing off what's left of the former Democrat Party. Janine Pirro last night on her broadcast wanted to thank Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Chuckie Schumer for solidifying the victory of Donald J. Trump in 2020. Personally, I think that was in the bag before the Democrats buried themselves in philosophical concrete, to where, at least a generation, the Democrats will not be in power. Now, after Trump's reelected and we're foolish enough to leave Democrats in power in the House of Representatives, and they will decide to impeach this president once again, that'll mean another generation of two of Democrats being out of the White House and out of power. One of the very brilliant things that has been proposed by some of the Republican members of the House is a House rule that requires bipartisanship for impeachment. Now, that rule has always been common sense and implied from the beginning of the existence of this government, this country. But that was turned on its head by this current crop of complete jerks that have, and you know who I'm talking about, I'm not going to say their names. So, common sense has to be, instead of just everybody understands, you don't do certain things, You don't whip it out in public and pee on the street. Oh wait, everybody does that now. So there's no such thing as common sense left anymore. In government, right down to the citizen walking down the sidewalk, there's no common sense. So everything has to be codified. You can't assume anything anymore. So, but anyway, I think it is a great idea to propose this rule in the House. But let me just say this. If we don't elect enough Republicans to regain control of the House of Representatives, this circus is going to continue. But like I said before, back to the witnesses. Everybody seemed to, right about mid last week, all the conservative punditry decided to catch up with the Article 5 Hour, who's been telling you for weeks now that there will not be witnesses allowed. And I told you the specific reasons why. A, that, you know, what would be exposed by having witnesses the Democrat machine couldn't afford. And they also couldn't afford to allow Republicans to have any witnesses because that would finish them off, basically. And all this flap about John Bolton, what he's going to do and what he's going to say and all this crap. Oh, yeah, and the other reason was if they allowed witnesses, then the Democrats couldn't cry foul. They couldn't say the Republicans weren't fair, or they couldn't say that this trial wasn't a trial because there were no witnesses. What about the 18 witnesses in the House who Adam Schiff only turned over transcript to 17 of them? The 18th transcript we'll never see because it was from the Intelligence Community's Inspector General that has exculpatory evidence for the president, which is why you've never heard or seen a word of that transcript, of the secret testimony of the witnesses that don't exist in this impeachment. If you're still clinging to the idea that Trump's a criminal and the Democrats are righteous, you know, God help you. I hope you come up for air sometime. Really. Because to even the most apolitical individual on planet Earth, looking at this on its face, can make the determination that these Democrats are desperate to cover up their own misdeeds by eliminating the only one who can shine sunlight on it. That would be our president. He went in office promising to drain the swamp. That is the very last thing the Democrats want, and half the Republicans, at least, as well. I gotta say, this is not a partisan thing. Both parties are guilty of corruption and, you know, just cronyism in the most icky and disgusting way. This government has been taken over by cretins. We have allowed it as a people, and I want to reiterate that we have allowed this to happen by we're worried about bread and circus. And yeah, I know that's a popular term right now amongst conservative commentators, and they're referring to the Roman Empire, you know, to keep the public entertained so, you know, you keep them, from, you know, focusing on the misdeeds of the government, you know, basically, to put it in, simple terms. And, you know, I'm a simple guy, so there's your simple terms for you. So, we're worried about, you know, sports, we're worried about movies, we're worried about the music world, you know, we're worried about all these things that are, you know, social lubricants at best to have something to talk to other individuals about and gather and enjoy entertainment. But it distracts from what's going to ruin your children's and your grandchildren's life if we continue to ignore the state of affairs in our own governments. Especially our local governments, which we don't pay enough attention to. And I'm going to get into that a lot in the rest of the show, but I just want to point out that Arizona is no longer a red state. There are 11 federal representatives, 9 to the House and 2 senators. We have an imbalance to the left side of 6-5. And some of the 5 are absolutely worthless as being Republicans. So we're in a dire state here in Arizona. They're turning this state into California. 20 years ago, California was Republican. 10 years ago, Virginia was Republican. They're working on Arizona. They've flipped it. Now they're working on Texas. Why? Because good folks like you sit on your couch and don't vote in the primaries. And then the establishment Republicans put absolute, I can't say the word on the air, people that don't belong in office And then you're running against a Democrat, and of course you're going to vote for a Republican, but such a Republican has no chance. You need somebody with some guts. You need somebody with some fire in their belly. You need somebody to stand up to the corruption and the criminals that have taken over our government. Pay attention to your primary, my good people. And I'm going to talk about that much, much more on the other side of the break. I'm J.D. Smalis, your host. You can call the show today. We'll take your call today locally, 602-277-5369. Toll free 866-536-1100. Call KFNX. Talk to good Norm. He'll put you on the air. Thanks for being there. JD, the Article 5 Hour. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Article 5 Hour. I'm J.D. Smalis, your host, on this Super Bowl Sunday. Thanks for watching and listening there on the Article 5 Hour Facebook page. Please spread the broadcast. This show gets hammered by Facebook, so the more you put it in your groups, the better off we are. So thank you for doing that every week. And I also like to say, last week we had a blockbuster show with Mr. Gary Byrne. Check it out in the archives on the Article 5 Hour page and my personal page or the Article 5 Hour YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Please like all the above. We appreciate that very much. And you can email me at jd@article5hour.com. And, you know, don't forget, the broadcast is also on the splash page of our website, article5hour.com, and you'll see the YouTube feed there. So many different ways to catch a show. All the audio archives are on the website as well. So if you'd like to hear last week's broadcast, which was, in fact, a blockbuster, please, please check it out. It's worth your time, at least the opening and beyond. You know, we were on fire last week, and we plan to be there. Like I said, on this Super Bowl Sunday, we'll take your calls on the. We want to prove the engineer wrong and have somebody call into the show on Super Bowl Sunday, 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369 or 866-536-1100. We'll put you right on the air because it's Super Bowl Sunday, and we want to hear from you if you've taken the time to listen to this radio broadcast on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, the 50,000 watt mega blowtorch of these great southwestern United States and far beyond on the internet, 1100KFNX.com, and all the other ways to listen to the program. Okay, thank you. Later on the show, we're gonna hear from our good friend, Gene Daly with the Brexit Report, but first of all, I want to say about this Arizona becoming a red state, I mean a blue state. First of all, we are majority Republicans and independents in the state by a blistering margin. So how they turned our representation into Democrats is a matter of ongoing controversy. But what I can say about that is for sure, a lot of it is from people not going to the polls. Because if you show up, we get Republican representation in the state of Arizona. If you don't show up, the Democrats move in and take over. Now, we want to change, particularly on our radar screen, our two races at this point in time. Actually three, but I'm going to go over two really quickly. United States Senate, we have an appointed senator that lost to a flaming Democrat who is running for the Republican nomination. I want to say there's an alternative to the loser, McSally, and that would be McCarthy. Daniel McCarthy has the momentum to storm right past McSally in the primary and storm right past the astronaut in the general election in just a very few months. It'll be upon us before you know it. This is February already. We're looking at August for the primary and November for the general. And it's going to be here before you can even blink your eye, okay? So we want you to support Daniel McCarthy for the Republican nomination for senator because he actually has a chance to beat the astronaut. McSally couldn't even beat the communist Kyrsten Sinema. So how in the heck is she going to beat somebody like Mark Kelly, who the country loves, basically? They consider him a hero. How is someone like, well, Martha McSally in her own right is considered a hero by many people, being the A-10 Warthog pilot in combat. And, you know, we salute her and thank her so much from the bottom of our hearts for her great service in the United States military. But she sucks as a representative and a politician. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. And so, you know, Daniel McCarthy comes from the business end of things. He is not a politician. But he has great reverence for the Constitution, the Founding Fathers. Now, whether you're a Democrat, an Independent, or Republican, you have to respect that. If you respect the rule of law, you will vote for Daniel McCarthy in the Republican primary. Martha McSally does not have a chance to beat Mark Kelly. Don't make that me prove, don't try to prove me wrong like you did with you, Joe Arpaio, supporters who supported him for the Senate candidacy where he got 14% of the vote in the primary. Martha McSally has as much chance of beating Mark Kelly as Joe Arpaio had in winning the Republican nomination last time around. It's about the same odds, okay? So why are we spinning our wheels here? Let's not throw a candidate into the general that has no chance of winning. Martha McSally will not win the general election, mark my words. If we make the mistake of nominating her for the United States Senate, say hello to Senator Mark Kelly. That's just the truth of it. Now, I've been saying that for ever since I heard Mark Kelly was running, because I know I can see the writing on the wall. I've been watching Arizona politics for many, many decades, and if you don't believe what I'm saying, please believe what I'm saying. It's not going to work. McSally's not going to be able to get elected. She can't beat Sinema. She sure as hell isn't going to beat Mark Kelly. Come on, that's common sense, you guys. Jeez, I can't even believe I have to say this stuff. Daniel McCarthy needs to be our choice in the primary. Then we have a chance. Moving on. District 9 is a particular sore spot with me in the Arizona GOP. We have a candidate who, by the way, finish putting him on, he's got almost enough signatures to be on the ballot. Mr. Dave Giles is running again to try and save District 9 from the clutches of the evil Democrats. Now, we made the mistake of nominating a phony doctor from California who carpet-bagged his way over here at the behest of the, you know, in my opinion, the national GOP. They wouldn't back Dave Giles. Dave Giles lost the primary to this guy. Now, here's the thing. The phony doctor and the former mayor of Phoenix, their vote totals in District 9, the last election, together was about 20,000 votes less than Dave Giles got against Kyrsten Sinema in the same district. Let me break that down for you. He got about 105,000 votes against Sinema's 155,000. Something like that. Don't quote me in the numbers, but it's something like that. Yeah, he got trounced by Sinema. But the fact of the matter is, he's in six digits with the amount of votes he got. If you add up the phony doctor and the former, you know, Sanctuary Stanton mayor of Phoenix to votes together, they didn't equal 90,000. Both of them together. So Dave already has support in District 9. So not only do you want to get him on the ballot, What you want to do is go to secure.winred.com/Dave Giles/JD and give anything you can. 5, 10, 20, 100, you know, couple thousand, whatever's legal. Okay, that's secure.winred.com/Dave Giles/JD. Also, if that's too many things, get ready to write this down. bit.ly, that's bit.ly/3az, as in Z, SXI W. That's 3AZSXIW. That's bit.ly/3AZSXIW. That gets you to the same place as secure.winred.com/Dave Giles/JD. I want you to go there and give Dave Giles campaign anything you can afford on a regular basis. Sign up for, you know, repetitive donations to the Dave Giles campaign. And yes, full disclosure, he is a sponsor of the radio program, but I'd be telling you to vote for Dave Giles whether he was a sponsor or not, and I have in the past. So there you have it. We'll be right back on the Article 5 Hour after the news. 866-536-1100. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Yesterday's rain is history in Miami as the four.
You heard it all before, but I'm gonna say it again. Time is running out. The means justifies the end. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. You got to make your stand. Ron and Avondale, we will be with you in a minute. First, we're gonna get the Brexit report from our friend Gene Daly. The Brexit report from across the pond. Our intrepid Gene Daly, who lived over there for many, many decades, has his finger on the pulse.
Happy Super Bowl Day, JD.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice, my friend. Thanks for calling in on your Super Bowl Sunday. Lay it on us, Gino.
So glad
what's happening?
To be with you again, my friend.
Lay it on us. What's happening, my friend?
Well, I think people should really start to see the value of the pound. Now, right now, that's going to hurt us just a little bit. But in the long run, when we get this trading going under the auspices of the British government, we're going to be in a whole lot better shape.
You know, it's called a retracement in our market, and we like retracements because it gives us a discount, right?
Oh, yes. And when it finally does kick in, you see, the British saved their fishing rights.
Oh, that's big.
That's what's buoying so much of it.
People don't understand how big a part of their economy is the fishing industry. And the EU is absolutely tyrannical about their fishing rights. Go ahead.
Oh, and they've been losing hundreds of millions of pounds a year, plus what they have to give to the EU and not really know where it goes. I don't have any solace for the EU at all.
No, I know you don't. And so why don't you, the economic implications of this are going to be mixed at first and then great in the end. That's my forecast. But why don't you tell us about the mechanics of what just happened in the EU as a result of Boris Johnson's mandate given him by Parliament. Go ahead.
Oh, it's fantastic. Because what has happened is they've been able to cut all ties with the EU. And as I just said, save their fishing rights. And, I mean, if you want to really get a taste of what's going on, YouTube and the MEP, the former MEP.
I know you don't have your notes in front of you.
I don't have my notes with me. I'm still in the car. I'm in traffic.
Got it. Well, listen, Gene.
But I'm not driving. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't tell on you if you were. Anyhow, listen, you know, we so appreciate everything you do keeping us abreast on what's going on over there, because many of us don't have the personal connections that you have in the results. So I want to invite you back on the show soon when more is known. Meanwhile, I want to let you...
Yeah, because I'll know how it affects my friends up here in a little while, because that's what's really critical. And to see that it's going to come down, and he did almost the impossible in this separation. So we need to see how it floats out in about a month.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to get you in studio here, Gino, and we'll get a full breakdown. So get ready. We'd love to have you back and enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. And thanks for sharing part of it with us here on the Article 5 Hour, my friend. Be safe.
Anytime for a guy like you. We need to save this republic.
Thank you, my friend. And we'll get in touch soon. That's Gene Daly, everybody. The intrepid Gene Daly. And you can follow him on Facebook and whatnot. Next up, we have Ron in Avondale. Welcome to the Article 5 Hour, my friend.
How you doing, J.D.?
I'm good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, I watched as much of the impeachment trial stuff as I could. But one thing that keeps coming to mind is it reminds me of the Reagan days, when Reagan was talking about the Russians. Take the opposite of what they say and you have closer to the truth. And that's the Democratic Party rolled up in a nutshell.
Unfortunately, correct. Yeah, what are you going to do with that? I mean, and here's what troubles me. There are people that are so blinded by their hatred for Donald Trump, whether they like his policies or they don't like his policies, they hate the man, which blinds them to the truth about the effect of his policies, not only in the U.S., but worldwide. What do you think?
Well, I just think if the leaders of the world were just individuals, they'd quit fighting among other races and politics and nations and go to war against you know, mankind's three greatest enemies, which is ignorance, poverty, and disease.
Well, there may come a time in the not-too-distant future where that very thing happens. Meanwhile, we have to fight the good fight and defend what the truth is. And the truth is on our president's side. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I'm all for Trump.
Well, and that's a noble goal that you set out for the rest of the world, and I appreciate those comments very much today. I tell you what, one more thing, Ron, before you go, is I'll get your comment on this. What do you think about McConnell trading no witnesses, this is the apparent trade anyway, no witnesses for postponing the vote for acquittal till after the State of the Union? I think it's horrible. What do you think?
Well, I don't really have an opinion on that. I just think it's more dog and pony show, you know. It's just political leverage.
Well, yeah, and you know, I could see the New York Times headline now. Now, not that I read the New York Times or anything, but I can see the headline that says, Trump gives State of the Union under uncertainty of the outcome of impeachment. That's what it'll be, you know, and they'll get their day of rise out of the left out of it. But then, you know, knowing Donald Trump, comes Wednesday when he gives the State of the Union, he's going to put an exclamation point. Tuesday when he gives it, he's going to go ahead and kill it before it gets started. Let's hope, Ron, anyway.
Well, he's going to definitely go after the Democrats and put them in their place.
Yes, sir. Anything else before we go on?
Yeah, for those that are computer illiterate like me, Dave Giles has a P.O. box, which is 5394 Mesa, Arizona. The zip code's 85211. And I know that's a good address because I've already sent him a gratuity.
All right, my friend. We want to repeat that one more time?
Yeah, it's P.O. Box 5394, Mesa, Arizona. The zip code is 85211.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much for calling the Article 5 Hour today, Ron. We appreciate your listenership, and thanks for waiting for our Brexit report. We appreciate it. Call back.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. The number is 602-277-5369, 602-277-5369, or toll-free 866-536-1100 nationwide. Call the Article 5 Hour today on Super Bowl Sunday and prove our engineer wrong that nobody will call the show on Super Bowl Sunday. Thanks for being there, you guys. I really appreciate it. And, you know, getting back to what we were talking about, impeachment, and I think it is a key thing that they got a small victory, the Democrats, that is, by postponing the acquittal till after the State of the Union. And why is that important? It may not be important in the grand scheme of things, but for the optics for the next week or so, it's going to put a little stain on the presidency. He won't have the advantage of a clear record to give the State of the Union. He'll have to wait until after his re-election for that. So they're doing everything they can to do as much damage as they can to the president. And apparently Mitch McConnell made the calculation that getting no witnesses was worth trading that off. I'm not sure he's right about that, because witnesses might have worked to the Republicans and the president's advantage, in my opinion. So anyway, and I have my engineer shaking his head yes to that comment. Anyway, we'll be back to close out the show with the last segment on Super Bowl Sunday here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. J.D. Smalis, the Article 5 Hour. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Article 5 Hour. I'm J.D. Smith, your host. Thanks for listening to live radio without a net here on Super Bowl Sunday. We're cooking up the phone lines here. And I want to just say before we go to our next caller that, you know, Dave Giles is a friend of mine. And full disclosure, I had a meeting with him yesterday, and he's fired up to serve the people of Arizona. And we just had a caller that gave his P.O. box. Get your pens out, if you're not driving, that is. P.O. Box 5394, Mesa, Arizona, 85211. You can send him a check there. Or you can go to secure.winred.com. That's S-E-C-U-R-E, secure.winred.com/Dave Giles, G-I-L-E-S, D-A-V-E-G-I-L-E-S/JD. That way he knows you heard about his website donation on this show and that his efforts to get to you through the Article 5 Hour are not in vain. So make sure you donate through that link, okay? And, or the short version, get ready, bit.ly/3A SXI W. That'll get you to the same place as the longer one. So I just wanted to throw that in there, and I want to put a plug in from my friend Daniel McCarthy, who is not a sponsor, but he is a frequent guest. And just to give you an idea what McCarthy stands for, no red flag laws, limited government, the wall, pro-life beginning at conception, states' rights, dismantling the Federal Department of Education are just a few of the things that you will get efforts toward if you elect Daniel McCarthy for the United States Senate. So, with that, we're going to Mike, south of Maricopa in Arizona. How you doing on Super Bowl Sunday?
I am doing fine. I enjoy your broadcast. Haven't listened to it until you had Uncle Ted on there. Somebody had called up Steve Cates earlier in the day, and because he was wanting to know if Ted was still on the board of directors for the NRA. And they said, well, you know, Ted Nugent's going to be on JD's show later on this afternoon. So I was totally unaware of it. So God bless the Second Amendment. God bless your show. And carry on. I enjoy listening to you every weekend. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mike. We don't have Ted today, but we have had Ted in studio every year when he comes. for the last 2 years, when he comes to do his concert in Phoenix, he's taken more than an hour of his time to come down to the studio and have a live broadcast sit down with us here on the Article 5 Hour. And to my knowledge, I'm the only one that's been lucky enough to get Ted to sit down for an entire hour in front of a microphone. And by God, it was a lot of fun. And we're working on arranging that very thing again this year when he comes to town. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. Can't make any promises, of course, because that's a logistic nightmare in and of itself. And the stars aligned 2 years in a row. We're going to try it again this year if we possibly can. But Mike, Ted is an avid listener to the show, a supporter of the Article 5 Hour, and that's why we use his music. He gave us exclusive rights to play as much of his music as we ever wanted to. So your comments, sir.
No, that's good. Like that, there's a lot of broadcasts out there. You know, the one thing, I'm a little confused on this bird flu, this coronavirus. You know, you talk about the border. Now, last year, Mexico set a record of 35,000 people died in there from cartel violence murders. And we don't hear anything like that, but there's a couple hundred people die 14,000 miles away from us, and all of a sudden it's front page news. Look at how the media controls the narrative. All afternoon I listen, and all I hear is about, oh, the impeachment of Donald Trump, and oh, the election that's coming up tomorrow, and that's it. And there was also some dude from Al Nouri, the head, the leader of Al Qaeda in Iraq, that was arrested yesterday in Arizona. But I guess that's not newsworthy either. So, there are just some things. I think the media is smoking us, and they just want to tell us what our itching ears want to hear.
You better believe it, Mike. That's some great points you make, and I want to touch upon the coronavirus just a little bit. I've listened to probably 15 different sources on people trying to get me what to believe about that. And I come to a consensus of those folks, and a lot of them are in the know because they were, you know, CIA operatives and all that kind of stuff. It appears to be an operation in preparation to see how they can deal with an outbreak. It seems to be an exercise. Now, whether it happened by accident or on purpose is another matter, but here's a fact that's not under dispute. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has patented it 3 months ago, this coronavirus, and conducted an exercise, a war game, this very event just recently in the past. Now, that's suspicious at best. And I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist or anything, but what I just told you is a fact. And coincidence is something I don't believe in. Your comments.
No. I think it was Roosevelt, when he was president, said nothing happens in government by accident. So it appears to be that there's some, but I can certainly say there's a lot of snake oil salesmen out there trying to sell you, oh, masks and lotions and potions and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, general good hygiene, hand washing, it'll take care of most of this. You have to examine, you know, China has got extremely poor health care.
Well, and not only that, nobody talks about the 60,000 automobile deaths a year in just the United States of America. Here we have 400 people die from coronavirus worldwide, and we're supposed to be freaked out of our gourds. Now, it doesn't hurt to have some storable food and some way to filter some water in case you have to shelter in place for a month or so. That's just common sense. If you can do it, you should do that. But you should have been doing that long before the coronavirus outbreak, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. It's, as the Boy Scout motto, it's be prepared.
Yeah, don't forget the ammo, too, by the way.
You bet. Those tools of freedom. You got to have soap, things like that. Just common sense healthcare things, good hand washing. I mean, I'm seeing people walking around, they're so paranoid, walking around with masks
and
gloves on nowadays, and they don't even understand that, you know, the virus is so small that I know back during when AIDS broke out, they were talking about it doesn't really do any good to use latex gloves because the virus is so small.
Smaller than the latex
pores.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for taking some time out on this Super Bowl Sunday to prove to my engineer, we have listeners even on Super Bowl. So thanks for that. I really appreciate it, man. And thanks for your listenership, and call back on another rare opportunity to call in to the Article 5 Hour. Thanks again, Mike.
Hey, no sweat, man. I've been waiting for it. I don't have a TV, so I don't have to worry about it. But my grandfather used to be, they were one of the first NFL teams, that Columbus Panhandlers. And you may have heard of it, about the Nesser brothers. You can look it up online. And one of them went on to play in the New York Giants. And that was back when Red Grange and Joe Carr and...
I was going to wonder, I wonder if Johnny Unitas is going to win the game today. Anyway, thanks, Mike, once again. We'll talk again soon. And the number is 602-277-5369 or 866-536-1100. We'll squeeze one more call in if you want to make it before the end of the show. We only got a minute. If you want to get in on the Article 5 Hour, go ahead. Meanwhile, I'm going to tell you once again that this impeachment farce has done damage to the Constitution. Now, the Senate barely saved the system by squeezing out these phony witnesses. Now, even though witnesses could have actually helped the president's case, it would have damaged the impeachment mechanism further. And here's what I mean. Because the articles themselves were not impeachable offenses, this is why it was a good thing that witnesses were voted down in the United States Senate. We'll see you next week after the Iowa caucus and the State of the Union and the acquittal of our great President Donald J. Trump. Until then, may God continue to bless you and the United States of America. I'll be back next week with another edition of the best hour in radio, the Article 5 Hour. Until then, let's keep making America great again. Thank you very much for listening. God bless. I'm coming home, honey.